So congratulations to Rufus, very well done. And as a special It's Your Round star prize, you get to read out tonight's closing credits. If you could just make sure it's in keeping with the background music, if you would. So that's it for this evening. Thanks to all our guests, Paul Sinner, Alex Horn, Roisin Conaty and Rufus Hound. Thank you for listening and good night.
Your Round was hosted by Angus Dayton. The German script was written by Angus Dayton and Paul Powell. It was devised by Benjamin Partridge. The producer was Sam Mitchell.
That was the last in the series. Next week, the personality test. In the first episode, Roy Hattersley takes the chair to present a show all about himself, with assistance from Lucy Porter, Robin Ince, Sue Perkins and Mark Dolan. And just as an interesting taster, the first round involves the guests guessing whether Roy likes or dislikes certain subjects. Jane Austen, God, uncertainty, spitting image. His character was the literally spitting puppet and he actually worked it. Can this be true? Find out next week.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, crazy big fish. Babs has had enough. She leaves her demanding dad and goes to stay at Pauline's. Rita and Pauline take part in an unintentionally hilarious radio interview to promote the play. Diana falls into a puddle. Have I given too much away?
Crazy Big Fish by Jill Adams. Episode 4, We Will Survive.
Saturday, Monday appears again. Where was the weekend? Lasted again.
Hiya. You're through to Crazy Big Fish Theatre Company. Just to remind you that you have a radio interview at Radio Ambassade at 11 o'clock this morning and a press call at Riley Centre at 3. Please make sure you have full costumes.
Hiya, Jill, it's me, Pauline. Rita's not very happy about this radio interview. Billy listens to it in his shed and she hadn't told him that she's doing play. So she wondered if she could...
Hiya, it's me, Rita here. I'll have to be quick because Billy will be down for his breakfast in a bit. Oh, heck. Look, I'll have to ring you back, it's him.
Hiya, it's me again, Pauline. Rita wants to know if she can disguise a voice on the radio. Well, I told her she's balmy, but it's either that or she won't do it. What else did I want to ask you? Bab said, we're not allowed to swear on air, but me and Rita wondered if that includes...
That was Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. And let's hope I survive my interview with the cast of Fish and Leather when they join me later on at 11 o'clock. Fish and Leather was written by Jill Adams and tells the story of two factory workers who meet every day at the same bus stop. And Rita and Pauline will be joining me, Dave Smith.
What's wrong with you? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
It's just been on the radio, ma'am.
Already? But you haven't even been yet.
No, not the interview. I don't know what you call it. The DJ bloke's telling everyone we're going to be there, isn't he? Thank God he never mentioned my second name. What if Billy hears, ma'am?
How can he when you have hidden the radio from his shed?
Well, we're going to have to get rid of this one and all. Go and put it under your bed.
Can you give him an errand to run?
How can I? He might go in a shop and hear it. It's safer if he stays in the house.
He might go next door. What if Betty's got his
job? Oh, ma'am, I just know he's going to hear me. He's going to hear me doing the interview. I'm going to know I'm going to be in the play. And then what? He'll know I've been lying to him for weeks and I know he'll tell the kids.
Calm down. I've got an idea. We'll send him to Bookies for me. That way he'll only be watching the racing, won't he?
And you'll get to put a bet on, you mean?
It'll keep him busy. It'll stop him from listening to radio.
All right, but only a couple of quid.
There's a horse running in at 3 o'clock called Starstruck. What do you reckon to that as a good omen?
Starstruck? I'm going to be flipping dumbstruck when I get to that radio station, I tell you. I'm a bag of nerves. Look at me, I can't stop shaking.
Who's nicked my radio out of the shed?
Me. I've sold it.
No, she hasn't. She's just winding you up. I think our Philip borrowed it, love. What are you doing?
I'm taking this one.
No, no!
Billy, don't hurt her.
What are you doing, you mad daft bat? Get off it.
Give it to me. It's not yours. Rita, tell him I need it. There's something I want to listen to.
Well, so do I. Ow! She bit me.
Stop it, ma'am. Stop it, the pair of you. I'll bang your blooming heads together in a minute. None of you can listen to it, because it's Brock.
It was all right yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was Brown. Sorry, Billy, I didn't mean to bite your hand. Anyway, I can't hurt you much. I haven't got my dentures in.
Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, what do you mean it's broken? What's wrong with it?
I dropped it in washing up bowl, didn't I, Rita?
It looks all right to me.
I'm going to take it to have it mended this morning, and I'll stop at our Phillips and get yours back.
You had no right taking it.
I know, he's a little devil, I'll tell him. Look, I've got to go and get ready. Ma'am, you behave yourself.
I will. Hey, Billy. I've got a solid cold nugget of a tip running in 2 o'clock at Donny.
No.
Go on. Our Rita won't know she's going out. And if I win, I'll split me winnings with you.
Babs, love, you're getting up. Babs, it's gone 9. I've made you some toast and I've got to nip to the shops. Babs? Babs? Where the hell is she? Oh, don't say she's gone back to her dad's. Well, all the stuff's here. Babs, is that you? Babs? Babs? Is that you? I mean, what are you doing nipping at... Oh... It's you.
Hello, Pauline. It's nice to see you too.
Well, I thought you were Babs.
No, I'm the pretty bright one, sorry. Look, I brought these wigs for you to try on.
Well, I wonder where she is. Our stuff's still here. I'm not putting them things anywhere near my head, thank you very much.
Well, you haven't got a choice. Hey, what do you reckon to this one? Dolly Parton, eat your heart out, or ooh, what?
It's common.
Yes, that's because your character's an old slapper, remember? Pauline?
What? Don't be cheeky, she's not that old. I wonder where Babs is. You know, it's just not like her to get up and go out so early. We usually have breakfast together.
Like it goes a little family, eh?
I'm serious, I'm worried about her. She was a bit funny last night and all. She never stayed up to watch Cell Block H with me, and she didn't even want any cocoa.
You know, I think it's great. What are you doing for her?
I'm not doing anything. She pays me rent. Any road, it's only a temporary arrangement till she gets her flat sorted out.
You like having her here, though. I know you do. You never had kids, did you?
That's none of your business.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Gladys, it's a 50-50 cut or I'm not going.
What? No way. Oh, all right, but you should be ashamed of yourself taking money off an old woman.
Rubbish. You've got more money than both me and Rita put together. And she knows where you hide it, you know.
I don't know what you're on about.
Well... I'll go after dinner.
No, go this morning, because our Rita's not around and she won't suspect out, will she?
Well, if she does find out, I'm not taking the blame.
Here, I want a tenner on Starstruck to win.
That old nag, are you serious?
When have you ever known me to joke about the horses?
Go on, then. But if it wins, I'm off for a pint and you'll have to wait till tonight for your winnings.
That's all right, love. Me and Rita are off out tonight anyway.
Not spiritualist church again. Our Rita spends more time talking to the flaming dead than she does talking to me.
I know, and I wonder what that says about you. Look, she comes to keep me company, that's all.
Gladys, there's something I want to ask you. It's about Rita. Is she all right? Because, I mean, she's been acting real funny with me. I can't put my finger on it. It's as if she's sort of hiding something from me. She's always whispering on the phone and nipping out in her best coat. And I know she's been borrowing Betty's best shoes. And not just to go to that church with you either. Last week, she said she was going down to the market and I'm sure she was wearing perfume and lipstick. Have you noticed how different about her?
Me? Oh, no, no, no. Well, yeah, I have a bit. Sort of. I think it's her age, Billy, that's all. I just think she's trying to make the most of herself, that's all. There's no to worry about. Our Rita could no more lie to you than she could the Pope. You know that.
Well, thanks for nothing. Aye, and the same to you and all.
Her dad hasn't seen her either.
No, the ignorant pig. No wonder she left home. The man is a monster. Do you know what he said? He said he hasn't seen her since she abandoned him, and he hopes he never does.
He knocked her about, you know.
He what?
That's where she left. He hit her.
Oh, he did he?
Look, you better not say anything to her. I think she's a bit embarrassed about it. He's an alcoholic, I think. I think he started drinking after her mum died.
Her mum died?
Yeah, she died of cancer when Babs was 10 or something.
Well, she told me she never knew her. She said she ran off with a jazz singer from Blackpool when she was little. Well, she reckons she's a famous singer in Vegas or summered.
In her head, she probably is.
Oh, this is blooming lovely, this is. I've taken a compulsive liar under my roof.
Oh, it's probably just easier for her to think that. That's all. We all elaborate on the truth now and again, don't we?
I don't know. Look, we've got this interview soon and I'm already worried about that. She's bang out of order doing this to me today. And where's Rita? I mean, we were meant to be going over what we was going to say. Or in her case, what she's not going to say. She's going to try and talk Geordie or something. Why she just doesn't tell her Billy, I'll never know. How many more floors are there, any road?
Just a couple more. We're nearly there.
I'll tell you what, if this is show business, I can shove it. I'm sweating like a pig. I've got palpitations. I can't think straight. My bowels are shocking.
I've been sat on my lap all morning.
And God knows what accent I'm going to use. I can only do all.
I thought you said Joe Billy won't be listening.
They won't. But my kids might, or my neighbours. Oh, my poor feet.
What you got them on for, anyway?
But she said that Jill said we had to be in full costume.
But it's a radio interview.
So?
So they can't see you, can they?
Do you mean to say I've climbed up 12 flights of stairs wearing steel-toed cap wellies for nothing?
Well, you should complain. I had to walk through town looking like this. Oh. I've never been so embarrassed. I mean, a woman of my age, in a black leather miniskirt and shoes this high. Hey, it's a wonder I wasn't locked up for soliciting.
She meant for the Daily Mail picture this afternoon, Barney.
What?
You've got a photo shoot. I organised it, actually.
Oh, did you? Actually.
Oh, what?
You're having your photo taken for the whole Daily Mail. It'll be great publicity.
I am not.
But we need all the publicity we can get.
My Billy sees me plastered all over Daily Mail looking like a fishwife. I'll go ballistic.
Hey, I've just had a thought. Babs knows we're doing this interview, doesn't she, right? Well, we'll ask him if he can put out an appeal. Tell her to come over.
I'll be back.
She's right. Just stick to what Jill said you should say.
Rubbish, it's live. I'll just say it and then he can't do out about it, can he?
Just stick to what you have been told, please.
She will. Oh, I can bust him for the laugh.
So am I.
You're both going to have to sit cross-legged. We're on in 3 minutes!
Oh,
come on, love.
Hello and welcome back. My name's Dave Smiley and joining me today are the cast of Fish and Leather. Pauline Smith and Rita...
Jones!
And Rita Jones. Welcome, ladies.
Hiya. Say something, Reet. Oh, she's a bit shy, aren't you, love?
I am. To be true, I am.
And she has to, you know, save her voice because she has to sing a lot, you know, in the play. Don't you, love?
Tis true. Aye, I do. Okay. I sing a wee bit.
Well, not a lot, but enough to, you know, put a strain on a voice and that. But I'm all right. You can ask me anything you like about the play, that is. I mean, get personal and I might have to pass.
Yes. So, Rita, what character is it you play? So, Pauline, what character do you play?
Oh, I play Leather. I'm the tarty one. Well, you might have noticed. I mean, I don't normally walk round half naked, but I'm in character, you see. Oh, we know it's radio and you can't see us, but if we've got a photo...
Shoot.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. A photo shoot, yeah, this afternoon. Oh, I tell you, it's all go. Actually, we've kind of lost Babs, our stage manager. If you're out there, Babs, come on. We need you. And we're looking for a venue to perform the play at. We did have one, but they double-booked us with Bare Naked Flesh. It's a band, I think. We'll give you a cut of the profits and we'll do the door. Well, Rita's mother Gladys is going
to... be late. In fact, not there at all, at all. She's not doing it now. She's dead. Died last night. 'Tis very sad, but true.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Still, she had a good innings, didn't she, Ray?
Aye, she did.
But we'll find someone else, you know, to sell tickets on the door. Maybe if you come back, Babs, you can do it.
Yes, great. Smashing lovely. Let's go to the weather report.
In Grimsby this morning, it's a
Look,
beautiful morning.
I don't know what's going on here, but you're meant to wait until I've asked the question before you answer. And you, what's with that phony accent you're doing? Do you think our listeners are as daft as you? Now, if you want this play plugging, then only speak when you're spoken to and stop wasting my time, all right?
Come on, Rita. We're going.
Sit down. You can't leave now. We're in the middle of an interview.
I'm not having you talking to me like that.
And he called me daft.
I wonder what your listeners have to say about that, eh?
Yes, it'll be nice.
Hello, and welcome back. So, Pauline, can you tell me what this wonderful play is all about?
It's about two women, one who works in a fish factory, played by Rita, and the other works in a shoe factory, played by me. They meet every day at the bus stop and become friends. Like I thought you were, Babs.
And Rita, I understand this will be the first time you've ever performed in a play.
Aye, 'tis true.
And what do your family think of it all?
I have no family. Just my mother. And she's dead. Like I said, she died this morning.
So, if there is anyone out there with a suitable venue for the play Fish and Leather, just call Radio Humberside and we'll pass your name on. Ladies, it's been great talking to you and good luck with the play.
Can I just say it's very funny and sad and a bit rude in places. Well, not rude, just a bit saucy. And old people will love it. Thank you. Oh, and Babs, if you're listening to this, get in touch. Thank you. Well, I think that went well, don't you? First, the news in full with Tom Hepworth. Residence in Stanford. Oh, where the heck is she? I don't know, but I hope she comes back soon. I'm dead worried about her, you know.
Maybe our phone boxes were out of order.
What are you on about?
Rita! She's been ages.
I'm not talking about Rita. I'm talking about Babs.
Is everything all right, Reed? Did your mum hear it?
Yes, she did. And she's not talking to me because I said she was dead.
What are you grinning at?
It's not funny. I can't do this play without my mother on my side to cover for me. Now Billy thinks I'm having a flipping affair with someone at the spiritualist church.
What, with someone living or dead?
That's it, lady. You laugh all you like. I'm not doing the photo shoot.
No, you have to. Tell her, Pauline.
I'm ringing her father again.
Eh?
Babs's dad, I'm going to ring him. And I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, I wish you two could act more professional.
And I wish you'd stop telling us what to do.
I'm only following Jill's instructions.
That's Babs's job.
Yeah, well, Babs isn't here, is she?
No, she isn't. But we're not going anywhere until I find her.
I'm going to have to go home and speak to my mum.
So she mucks up the radio interview because she doesn't want anyone to recognise her voice, and now we're going to miss the photo shoot because she said her mum were dead and Babs has gone missing. All we need now is your flipping dog to keel over and that's it. Right, well, I'm ringing Jill and telling her I just can't work with you lot anymore. I don't need this. I am a professional, even if you lot aren't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, can't you see we've got more important things on our mind? Are you sure she's here?
Well, that's what her father said. He said it was the anniversary of her mother's death and she'd be putting flowers on her grave. He also said it was a waste of money, the miserable old pig. Hey, do you reckon it'd be okay if I let Diana off the lead? Let her run round a bit.
What if she pees up someone's headstone?
She won't, will ye? There's a good girl. Oh, she loves a little run round.
Well, we better make this quick, because the photo
shoots at three, we know.
Oh, Pauline, look over there. It's Babs. Oh, bless her. She's cleaning her headstone. Look. Babs, love.
You all right?
Rita. Oh, Pauline. I'm just...
I can see.
She knows, Babs.
Las Vegas, I ask you.
Eh? Las Vegas?
She always wanted to travel. Oh, I'm sorry I lied to you, Pauline. It's just...
I would have understood, you know. I'm not a monster.
Despite what most people think, it's actually true, Babs. Pauline has been really worried. And you owe her a week's rent. So, now, can we go? Babs, we have...
Don't say it.
We have to be at the Hull Daily Mail this afternoon. Did you forget? You are meant to be the stage manager, you know.
I know, but... Oh, I don't think I'll be able to help anymore. I've cracked my glasses lock. I can hardly see with them on and I'm practically blind with them off. I spent half the morning talking to the wrong grave. And I can't afford to have them fixed. I'm sorry, I...
Oh, poor lass. You can borrow my reading glasses if you want, Babs.
How did you break them?
Oh, I broke them tripping up when I got off bus. Oh, you know what I'm like, I'm dead clumsy.
Oh, you did you?
She knows, Babs. About your dad knocking you about.
No.
Did you go and see him this morning?
Yeah. I went to ask him if he wanted to come with me to put some flowers on my mum's grave.
What are you whispering for? I think she already knows she's dead, don't you?
Shut up, you!
Well, honestly, we are meant to be...
Look, lady! You might not give a knack about your mother, but this little lass does, so button it, all right?
I don't think we should be rowing in a... cemetery, do you? My dad had been drinking already.
And he hit you, did he?
No, he slammed the front door in my face, and when I fell back, they came off and I stood on them.
Well, we can stop up at the optician's and have them fixed for you.
Look, there are other more important things we have to do this afternoon, remember?
Sandy's right, you have to do that.
Don't say it. Every time I hear that word, I want to throw up.
I've just thought of something.
What?
Pauline, I don't mean to alarm you, but where's Diana?
Eh? Oh, Diana? Where is she? Diana? Come here, babe. Come to Mummy. Diana? Diana? Come here,
look. It's just like a church, isn't it?
That's because it is stupid.
So what, do they do weddings and that?
Yeah, if you fancy getting wed in the middle of a blooming graveyard.
It's a chapel of rest, Sandy. And I think you should whisper.
Why? Is someone resting behind them curtains?
Shh, don't say that. Look, we can't sit in here for much longer, Pauline.
Maybe she's like Lassie, Pauline. Maybe she's sat on your doorstep wondering where the blooming at you are and worried because she'll miss count now, not telling.
I'm going to smash your face in if you say one more word, lady.
Look, if we go now, we can still make it to the... Well, the you-know-what.
Oh, how can they have the pictures taken now? Look at the state of them. They're drenched and covered in mud. Put the mugs in the paper and you'll have people complaining they've scared the children. Oh, Pauline, I've just had a horrible thought.
Well, I don't want to hear
no,
it.
I'm serious.
What?
That big hole.
Eh? What big hole?
Oh, heck. No, Pauline, she's right. That grave near Babs's mum's. Diana was sniffing around near it. She probably fell in.
Oh, my little princess. She'll be scared stiff.
And swimming for her life.
Hey,
it's probably full of water by now.
Oh, Diana. Baby. Mummy's coming. Oh, Diana.
It's only me. Billy? Hiya, love.
Where you been?
Like I said, I went to our...
Don't lie. Our Philip knew nowt about my radio.
Well, I must have got it wrong then. Look, Billy, I don't want a row.
Don't worry, I'm not stopping.
Where are you going?
What do you care? You're never in these days, any Rod? I've got a job on tonight. Stop taking in gold. Cash in hand. It's good money.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'll do your pack up, shall I, love?
I've done me own.
Well, shall I iron you a clean shirt or something?
I've done me own.
But you don't know how to?
Well, I learned, didn't I? See ya.
Do I get a kiss? Billy?
Oh, you're back, are you?
He won't kiss me.
He's not very happy.
I can see that.
And neither am I.
Ma'am, I had to say something. Pauline was giving it away. It was the first thing that came into me head.
But you said I was dead.
I know, and I'm sorry.
That's how you think of me, isn't it? Half dead.
Ma'am, I don't need this right now. I'm tired and I have to go out again in a bit.
You've only got time for your new friends and that blinking play these days.
Oh, no, you don't. That's not fair. You encouraged me to do it.
Aye, I did. And I wish I'd never. It's making a liar out of both of us for a start.
You've always been a liar. Ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't mean... You're right. I've never known Billy to go out the house and not kiss me.
He's all right. He's just sulking because he had to make his own pack up.
He ironed his own shirt.
He didn't. He put it on creased and it was still damp. I told him, but he wouldn't take no notice.
What am I doing, ma'am? Sneaking around, lying to my own family. Upsetting you, blaming our Philip for things he never even did. Making a fool out of myself on the radio. And now my face is going to be plastered all over the old Daily Mail. I mean, how the hell am I going to hide that from Billy?
It's time to tell him, Rita.
I can't. Not yet. He'll laugh and knock me confidence. He'll try and stop me from doing it, you know he will. He just don't understand. I'm not even sure I understand why I'm doing it myself. Don't be upset with me, ma'am. I can't do this without you on my side. I'm sorry I told half of all you were dead.
That's all right. Hey, Rita, guess what?
What? It never...
It did. I told you, didn't I, eh? I said it was a lucky omen. Guess how much I won?
I don't know, a tenner?
That's right. And here you are, love, I'll split it with.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
This is for you and all.
What is it?
Open it.
Oh, ma'am. New shoes. You shouldn't. They're lovely.
Well, a star like you can't keep borrowing Betty's shoes. They're your size.
You bet more than a couple of quid, didn't you? Well, we can't sit in here all night. We're going to have to go inside.
Jill said they know we're coming.
I'm telling you, it's as rough as hell.
But she said it's got a great stage in the function room.
Function room? What function room? It's a stripper's on most nights.
Oh, Diana, Pauline. She don't want to talk about it, do you?
Oh, she's fine. Now, thank you.
Pauline's made her a little coat to wear, haven't you?
Well, the poor little mite couldn't stop shaking.
Oh, bless her. So you bathed her then, did you?
Yes. Three times. Look, are we going to check out this venue or what?
Well, they are expecting us.
I'm going
home. We need to check it out, Pauline.
I am not performing in that place. I mean, I thought we'd been in a theatre. Not the roughest pub in all. Is she mad or what? I mean, we'll be booed off or worse.
Worse? What do you mean, worse? Well, I'm telling you now, I am not stepping foot in that place. My Billy had
gone... We know. He'll go ballistic if he finds out.
Well, it's true, he will. Look, I think I should tell you all something.
Well, go on, then.
What she's trying to say is... Jill's already said yes.
You what? Huh? Yes, to this place, no.
She's just winding us up, aren't you? No, you know I wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not doing it.
Me neither, no way, not in a dump like that. I'd never be able to show my face again. No way. Hang on. If she said yes, does that mean she's already booked it?
Well, yeah. And I've already told the Daily Mail. Oh, well, they won't print the picture without a performance date and venue. What'd be the point?
So when is it then?
Oh, do you actually want to know when this fabulous world premiere is taking place? 12th. Monday the 12th.
No.
Hey, but that's next week.
Come on.
Well, where are you going?
In there. I don't care how rough it is. I need a stiff drink and fast.
In Crazy Big Fish, Gladys was played by Ruth Holden, Pauline by Rachel Davis, Rita by Deborah McAndrew, Billy by Terence Mann, Sandy by Katie Kavanagh, Babs by Sally Walsh. Other parts were played by members of the company. Crazy Big Fish was written by Jill Adams and directed in Manchester by Polly Thomas.
Next week, as the day of the premiere approaches, the women begin to have serious doubts about their ability to carry off the play.
8 Days of Corruption on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I wonder if you are to be trusted, Miss Mallory. But I have no choice.